What's going on, everybody? Coming at you with another video. Obviously, I hope you guys are doing great no matter when you're watching this. I just made a video on a little bit of a rant on dogmatic elitist views on how lifting strength should be compared and standardized, conventional versus unconventional lifting, and whatever the case may be, and how ridiculous it is to think that your form of training is superior to other people's forms of training, or if you're in a sport, how you train is going to be affected because specificity of training is important. You're not going to train like a Olympic swimmer if you're a football player or whatever the case may be. But I digress and move on from there. So as a strength coach, I've been doing this for, I guess, close to 10 years, maybe less than 10 years. I started coaching when I was 18, you know, thinking I knew everything and one form of training is better than another training and what I was doing was most important, which is total bullshit. Training methodologies are going to change, but the principles behind training are always going to stay the same. Or not stay, they're going to evolve, but they're effective one way or the other. Movements or exercise selection is an interesting topic because it kind of plays off of what I was talking about when it comes to unconventional versus conventional lifting. What you have access to as an athlete is going to determine what you can and can't do. I'm not even going to touch what you should be doing or how you should be doing it. So, for example, I run a company called Grit Over Gift Athletics, but I have a gym set up here in my apartment that I use personally. And if people want to come and train separately from what I normally do, they can. But I don't have tons of space. I have an area that measures 10 feet by 10 feet roughly. I have a squat stand. I have a few bars. I have a trap bar. I have farmer's handles. I have a straight bar that you can see in the picture there. And I have a safety squat bar. I have a circus dumbbell. I have a log. I have some Atlas stones on the balcony that I use sometimes depending on time of day, etc. I have a floor down. I have an axle. I forgot about that, which is just a pipe that I've used duct tape to measure out. To measure out where the bar goes or the plates go and to stop the plates from shifting around. And it works perfectly fine. I have about 1,000 pounds worth of weight in 45s and other various increments. And I have maces because I enjoy swinging maces. I used to have a bunch of kettlebells and I love kettlebell training. It's just my training style evolves and ebbs and flows and goes back and forth. And if I don't need the things that I have, if I don't need the things for what I'm training for, I get rid of them or move them to different places. I don't need to waste my space, my limited space with things that I'm not doing currently because it just takes up space. And then, you know, I live here and I like to train by myself, which you can agree or disagree with. We'll get into that in a different video. But if you are an athlete of limited means and you don't train at a conventional gym, sorry about that. You don't train at a gym or a commercial gym or a training facility. Say you're just a kid who is trying to work through becoming an athlete but doesn't have the means to do big things. I used to train with homemade equipment. I'm not saying that's the best way to do it, and I'm not condoning that that's what you do because the equipment can fail and you can get hurt. But I was lucky enough that I didn't get hurt with my homemade equipment. The point is that if you want something bad enough, you're going to find a way to do it. If you want to become stronger, there are certain ways to do it just by adding a little bit of innovation and some brain power behind what you're trying to do. I believe that if you have a gym in wherever you live, it can help you not make up excuses for not going to the gym. a lot of times people believe that they come home from work, if they have a full 9-to-5 job, they come home from work, they sit down, and then they convince themselves that they'll just go to the gym tomorrow, they're too tired. For me, I used to do that. I used to work as an electrician for a number of years, but I still trained, and I would always force myself to go to the gym before I went home. So like I would finish work and go right to the gym because then I couldn't give myself an excuse to not do it. Basically is what I'm trying to say. You got to eliminate areas in your life that are going to help you not train. So what I mean by that is we're human beings. We're going to get to points in our lives while we're doing whatever we're doing. If you're not focused on fitness for most of your life, you're going to find excuses not to do things. You're going to find excuses not to work out. You're going to find excuses to let weakness take away from your progress. Specifically, if you have a hard labor job where you work all day and then you come home and you got to like work out again. Say you had it staring at you in the face when you came home from work. It's just there. It's just taunting you, saying, oh, why aren't you lifting right now? In your head, you're looking right at what you have to do or what you had programmed or what someone else had programmed for you to do. Chances are you're going to do it because you're going to be guilty. You're going to feel guilty. I know that when I first started training outside of a gym and training here at my house, there were days where I didn't want to do it, but my workstation is here and my desk is right here. And my gym is 2 feet away. Am I going to not do what I have to do when it's right there? That's the worst excuse you can make. If someone says, oh, I don't feel like training. What do you mean you don't feel like training? Oh, I don't feel like going to the gym. What do you mean? It's in your house. I watch a guy, I'm sure you guys know who he is. His name's Juji Mufu or John Call. And I recently just started watching him. I always thought this guy was just doing stupid shit with his splits and like, you know, doing crazy things and rollerblades and like doing just outlandish shit. But then you sit back and you watch him lift and do things that that anybody ought to do. Like normal back squatting, a super athletic guy. He just does crazy shit because hey, it gets views. He's got a business to run. And hey, the fact that he can do it, that's great. The fact that he can do that crazy shit, that's awesome. Without getting hurt, like he can do full chair splits with just his feet on the chairs themselves with a barbell overhead with whatever load. It doesn't even matter. But he's doing it because A, he can. B, he worked hard to get the splits. And C, he's an athlete. He focuses on trying to become the best possible athlete he can be. But he had an apartment gym. And it's funny because I never knew that he had an apartment gym because I just recently started watching him. And you look back at his older videos, he had a gym in what would be his dining room, just like I have had for 4 years now, 3 or 4 years now, since I decided to do this. And it's just crazy to see that you can, what you can do. Like, it's not that he never went to commercial gyms also, because he does bodybuilding movements and you can't really put a whole bunch of machines in a dining room. So the point is that there's no real excuse. If you have a job and you have the means to get stuff in your house and a wife and or girlfriend, or if you're, when I was first started doing it, I lived at home and stuff like that with parents and whatever, or someone who's supportive of what you're trying to do and you explain to them why you're doing it or the reason behind why you're doing it. And they're okay with it and they can utilize it just as much as you are. They can work out with you or on their own when you're not using the gym or if they have the ability, if they have the inclination to do it, it's right there. If all you're using the dining room for, so that can bring up, why are you using a dining room? Or it doesn't have to be a dining room, it can be a bedroom. The only reason why I use the dining room is because it's the most open space. There's a door here for fresh air. And it's not going to be stuffy, and it's open. Like, the living room is right here, so it's not closed in. The ceilings are high enough where I can press a log overhead with plates on it. Luckily enough, I'm not someone who's 6'5", 6'6". If I was that tall, there would be an issue. I'm right at 6'1", 6'3", and you put shoes on, and I'm about 6'1.5", whatever. With the plates on, I can press a log overhead without it touching the ceiling. I can even press the circus dumbbell overhead without it touching the ceiling. If I'm standing on my mats, that's a different story. Again, I'm going a little bit too much detail, but the point is that if you have the wanting to do something, you're going to find a way to do it. I used to do farmer's walks with homemade farmer sandals made from 2x4s and galvanized steel pipe. I made my own log. I'll post pictures up of my very first log I made from 4x4s, sanding and a bunch of wood glue and leg bolts and some, again, galvanized steel piping. You can get stuff done. Like I said, I have an axle. That was my first bar. My first bar that I ever had was an axle. I used to buy, I had gotten a Rogue bar before, but I had put it in the gym, in someone else's gym as like a donation. But my own very first bar was something that I made from Schedule 80 pipe that was measured at 1.9 inches in outside diameter, I believe, and some duct tape and electrical tape to measure where a normal bar would have the gap in the knurling. That's it. That was it. And I had my plates, and what I used for clips were clamps from the hardware store, because regular clips don't fit on those bars. They do now make clips that fit strongman equipment that does have 1.9 inch outside diameter. But I didn't have anything else. I had a set of squat stands that I bought from a company here called Fitness Avenue that has little stands that were $100 or $120, if I can remember back that far. I used to do squats on it. I used to put straps on it and use it like a safety squat bar. I had made a box out of a milk crate for box squats. And I used it for overhead movements like presses and stuff like that. And even for benching, I used to do floor presses from the safeties that were on those stands. So there's no real excuse for why you can't work out at home if you have a space, or if you don't have a space, but you have spots to use as storage. For me, when I do my strongman stuff at home, I use a cart that I had gotten from Home Depot, and I fill it up with weights and I go outside. I have in my apartment here, I have an area that is, there's grassed area that I can use, but there's also a parking lot that I make sure that the people in my building don't hate me by making noises. And I'm lucky enough that the people that live here support what I do, because they see that I'm trying to better myself as an athlete, as a strongman, is what I'm doing now. But when I was doing powerlifting, and I'll say another thing, that I don't think that if you live somewhere that's not on the ground floor, which I don't, I live on the second floor. The person below me, the people below me, I had put a little bit more of investment into the floor that I use in the gym. I use, I believe it was called Duraflex, which is soundproofing. I can drop 500 pounds. They'll hear a thud below, but I could drop 500, 600 pounds from waist height, which I don't do because that's just ignorant. I've even had 700 pounds, over 800 pounds on the trap bar, over 800 pounds on the trap bar that I've not dropped from waist height, but I've put down relatively hard. And it makes a thud. There's no way that it doesn't make a thud. That just doesn't make sense. But compared to what, if I was to do it just on horse stall mats, it would. Anyways, the person below me knows what I'm doing. They're not home during the day. So I try to get my lifting done where they're not, when they're not home. And a lot of people on my floor, they know what I'm doing and they are supportive of it. I just don't do stupid shit at nighttime when people are home from work and all that other kind of shit. I try to be conscious of what other people do with their lives. I don't do it too early because that's stupid too, to wake up people earlier than they need to be woken up. And I don't do it late at nighttime when people are home from work trying to rest and relax from a long day of work. I don't do that. I try to fit my working schedules around what I'm trying to do for my business and trying to find a gap of about an hour and a half to 2 hours to do what I'm doing. Again, I'm ranting here. I might not post this, but I might post it. Who knows if people want to hear what I'm trying to say. But the point is that you can find ways to train. There's no reason why you can't do certain things. I don't like the I can't mindset. There's no reason for an I can't mindset. It doesn't make sense. You can, you just don't want to do the work to find ways to around what your situation is telling you to. If you want to train Atlas stones, but you don't have an Atlas stone mold, go out into a field filled with stones and lift them. I know that sounds outlandish, but guess what people did thousands of years ago, and still to this day, in Scotland, in Iceland and in Scotland alike, in order to become a man, or quote unquote, what was considered to be a man, I don't want to be considered a sexist, women can do it too. And in Iceland, they applaud strong women, but we'll get into that in a different video. They used to have to lift a stone in their community or area to a certain height. And if you didn't lift that stone, you weren't considered a man. And that's for Scotland. In Iceland, they had different sized stones that would measure your level of strength. Full styrker was when you lifted a certain stone that would be considered full strength. That's what full styrker means. If you lifted half that, you were called half styrker. So you would get half. If you were a fisherman, you would get half. And if you lifted the big stone, you got a full amount of pay or whatever they were giving, full share. So there again, around the island, in Scotland, they had different things that would consider that level of strength. You can go out and find stones. I have an article that I'll link to that talks about nature's weights. They didn't have barbells and plates and safety squat bars and axles and trap bars and Atlas stones and all this other stuff back then. They, in order to get strong, they lifted random shit, logs, stones, you name it. They moved shit. They had to work. They worked. They carried. They've milled their farms. They did all this kind of shit. They didn't have excuses for being weak. They had a reason to be strong, and they found ways to do it. Unintentionally, they were strong just because they had to get shit done. You didn't, like, they had to move, they had to get the fields ready for harvest. They had to get the fields ready for planting or whatever the case is. They had to fish and drag fish in and whatever. There were a generation of people who had to be strong they had to be strong to live. If you weren't strong, you died. So you take that kind of mentality. If you want to get strong, you'll be able to find a way. If you have any questions, I can do my best to try to help you navigate through that, because I'd had to do it myself. I didn't have a shitload of money coming out of high school. I had to work a job. And of course, you could go to a commercial gym and get strong, and there's nothing wrong with that by any stretch of the imagination. If you live in a place that there's an area where you can just get stuff done and you're on your own or with a group of people who are like-minded, then by all means do that too. If you have the ability, you can make you can make half the shit you need to make at a fraction of the cost of a lot of places. But I will say that if you have a fitness provider or a fitness dealer that is small enough, that's not like Rogue. There's nothing wrong with Rogue stuff. Don't get me wrong. There's not. I have that bar right there is a Rogue power bar that used to be Bear Steel. That is great. And I've had it for 4 or 5 years now, and it's had over 700 pounds on it, and it's still super straight. The knurling is awesome. There's some chalk and stuff on it now, but it's seasoned well, and it's a great bar. But if you have a place that's local, you can support them by getting a little squat stand. My squat stand is a Canadian manufacturer called Northern Lights, and it's an awesome piece of equipment. It's small enough that it doesn't take up a bunch of space. It'll hold out well over 1,000 pounds. And my trap bar is from them, and my safety squat bar is from them, and my farmer sandals are from them. If you can support them, by all means do that, because that just helps grow fitness in your community, because they can expand and maybe possibly whatever business ideas they're doing. If you can help support your local fitness dealers, then by all means do that, like I do. If you are looking for plates, you can find weight plates for 50 cents a pound sometimes. That's what I did. I didn't go and buy my plates new. All my plates are used. All the plates a 45-pound plate's a 45-pound plate. Bumpers are a different question or a different thing. You might have a hard time finding bumper plates that are used, just because a lot of people don't use them. They just use plates, like these steel plates. Again, this is long, and I apologize that I rambled and I've talked about this shit. And if you think it's ridiculous, I know you might not even be here listening to what I'm saying, but if you are, I appreciate it. Again, I'll stop now, but if you have any questions for me regarding trying to get involved in strength without having a massive budget to get started, I'll help the best I can. But don't be the type of person who comes up with excuses to not start. There's always a way that you can get started, just like I did. I'm not special by any stretch of the imagination. Shoot me a question, shoot me a comment, or whatever the case may be, and I'll do my best to help you out. Because I know where you are, and I've been there, and I can possibly help you get through that barrier and get you moving in the right direction. Because all that really you need to do is start.